You're listening to Financial Insights, a podcast that helps investors through the difficult maze of financial planning and saving for retirement. I'm Brian Ullman, and I'm a financial advisor and certified financial planner at Ford Financial Group. And together with some guests and other advisors at my firm, we're talking about the issues and questions relating to finance that face our clients every day. All right, welcome back to the podcast. We don't usually do shout outs on this podcast, but I'm going to make an exception for this one. Mike, my tennis coach, is listening somewhere out there in the interwebs, and I want to give him a shout out and say thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope all of you continue to find this interesting as we finish out 2021. This is actually going to be kind of a shortened episode because here very shortly, we're going to be talking about our Outlook 2022, which we're titling Passing the Baton, talking about how the economy, stocks, bonds, all this may be shaping up next year. And so we're just going to keep this short and sweet, hopefully impactful, but short and sweet nonetheless. Because after 29 consecutive days without a single 1% move higher or lower for the S&P 500 index, the news of the new COVID variant broke the Friday after Thanksgiving. And as a result, five consecutive days, we saw at least a 1% move up or down. Now, clearly the variant and the uncertainty it brought with it kind of showed everyone that stocks can't stay calm forever. Though we expect this volatility to continue, it could very well be a buying opportunity for some people. We've been living with COVID-19 for more than 20 months now, and we've seen several variants and managed to move forward one way or another. And I think we're going to expect a similar playbook to work once again. Now, admittedly, we don't know how effective current vaccines are against the variant or how transmissible it is, but we do know that the appetite for another nationwide shutdown is really quite low. People who are worried are vaccinated. People who aren't vaccinated were never worried to begin with. And so we're probably not going to be shutting down like we did a year and a half ago. And those questions will continue to be answered in the coming weeks about what the response really is to this new variant. So we remain optimistic here that the medical community will quickly create some booster shot against the new variant if needed, and that's going to pave the way for this economic recovery to continue to move forward early next year. So this begs the question, is Santa still going to come here in 2021? Because December has started off a little bit rocky, but we're still optimistic that the usual December bullish season will actually take place this year. For starters, the S&P 500 has gained 1.5% on average during the final month of the year, with only April and November doing better. This year's November, an exception to that, that trend. But no month is more likely to be higher than December. December closes up 75% of the time. I'll reference one of LPL charts of the day in our show notes, but you'll see there that the majority of the gains actually tend to take place during the second half of the month. That's where that Santa Claus rally is. So we can continue to see this choppy market that we've had recently until we have some more clarity over the variant, which could match that typically strong second half of December that we sometimes see. Where things really get interesting is actually that after a negative November like we saw this year, December tends to do even better, up 2.7% on average and higher 19 out of 22 times, which is a little bit better than 86% of the time. What about if stocks are having a great year heading into December? Well, you guessed it, the jolliest month of the year of them all still does better because of that. We found that there were actually 15 times the S&P 500 was up more than 20% for the year at the end of November, and then the month of December was up 11 of them with an average of 1.7% return. So again, better than the average December return of 1.5%. All signs are showing good news as we get into the end of the year, despite this volatility that we've had recently. So the COVID variant has put quite a wrinkle on the recent bull market, but stocks are still up more than 20% for the year. So it's important that we keep things in perspective here. After a move of more than 110% rally from the March 2020 lows, I think investors could use this simple reminder that stocks can't go up forever, and that while volatility is frustrating, it's actually normal. And even if we revert back to the mean and more normal volatility, it's going to feel like we're getting whipped around all over the place compared to the way things have gone for the last 12 or 18 months. So while we're not minimizing this the COVID variant uncertainty, I think it's pretty clear that we remain bullish that the recovery here is alive and well, with a very healthy consumer and a corporate earnings backdrop leading the way. I would say just this, as we kind of look forward to our 2022 outlook, is to buckle up. Big swings on the daily news could be here for weeks. But in the end, I think we expect any lost output due to the COVID variant to simply be pushed out and recovered by early next year. So stay tuned for our Outlook 2020, which will be coming shortly, so we can dive a little bit deeper on our views of what we see happening next year for the economy, for stocks, bonds, the Federal Reserve, and so on. So until then, thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you in the next one.
The advisors with Ford Financial Group are registered representatives with and securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Ford Financial Group, a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Stock investing involves risk, including loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. The economic forecasts set forth in this podcast may not develop as predicted. Ford Financial Group and LPL Financial do not provide tax or legal advice or services. This information is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to herein.